Solutions on Clare FM is brought to you by Kerry Corbett, your local finance experts.
Tommy, good morning to you.
Morning, Evan.
And thanks for joining us this morning. We're going to talk about changing jobs and all that sort of stuff. At least that's what we planned last week. Things then changed a little bit. And actually, on the stock market, things changed massively over the last wee while. Just your own thoughts on that, first of all. I mean, you and other financial experts have rightly made the point that it's a good place to put your money over a period of time. Right now, it probably isn't. Or is it?
Right now could be the best time.
If your time is right and
yeah,
the right
absolutely.
Place.
Yeah. Okay, so we had Jim Power down last week giving a talk to a number of us, number of clients and that kind of thing. And what he said was, and he's an economist, he's a very well known economist, and he says things like COVID-19 or the coronavirus make fools of predictions and those people that are trying to make predictions when it comes to what economies are going to do or what's going to happen on the markets. What I would say is these things happen, every now and again. So we have had huge turbulence, huge volatility on the markets over the last week in particular. Now, we've seen a little bit of a bounce there today. We've seen a little bit of stimulus from governments, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Central banks are beginning to react to it. But what I would say is what people shouldn't do now is panic. And I mean that in regard to markets and in regard to their pension funds or investment funds and that kind of thing. Because what generally tends to happen, or what has happened in the past, is people panic. They take their money out at the bottom of the market when they should actually be leaving their money in and waiting for the bounce. Because I suppose the thought out there from the experts is this is going to be short to medium term. Yes, it will be a very big hit, but it will be short to medium term. They think that maybe we could be even seeing the bottom of the markets at the moment.
See, none of us know.
Yeah.
And you're not a doctor, and I'm not a doctor or a public health specialist or whatever the term should be, and we're in guesswork. You're on a slide, you just don't know if you're near the top.
Yeah,
or the
absolutely. And I've always said, you know, it's not timing the markets. In other words, you can't time the markets because people don't know what's going to happen next week, not to mind what's going to happen next year or the next 10 years. So it's all about time in the markets. So if you are in the markets, this will pass, it will bounce back. What we're seeing actually is probably a correction in a lot of the likes of equities, and that where they probably were a little bit overvalued, and there has been a correction there, and it could be a very good time now to be buying equities. And again, the experts are saying, and a lot of the fund managers are saying now, that equities are still the preferred asset class compared to bonds, which are basically paying nothing, cash is paying nothing. So equities are still the preferred asset class, and this will be a short and medium term shock.
We'll see what happens on that going forward. I think a lot of people don't play the markets or all that sort of stuff, but a lot of people have their money tied up in pension funds.
Yeah.
And they are, you know, making their money off the back of the markets.
Yeah, well,
are they affected in any way? Or if somebody came to you and said, what about, you know, my pension fund?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you look at pension funds, they're probably down maybe 10 to 15% in the last number of weeks, right? However, and that's the news that is out there at the moment. You know, if you look at pension funds, in 2019, they were up almost 20%. Do you know, so it's peaks and troughs. It's all about time in, as I said. And fund managers are there to look after your money. And what I would say is, don't panic. If you are worried, take advice. Ring your local broker, your local financial advisor, your pension fund manager, and have a chat with them. But I would say, don't panic. This will pass, and what you'll see is there'll be a bounce in the markets again.
And last question on this. What do you say if somebody comes to you and says, I got 10 grand under the bed. Is now the time to put it in?
Yeah, so again, as late as yesterday, we had, you know, I've been given advice in relation to people wanting to look for better returns on the money and what you can do in that instance. So what we did for this client yesterday was they had a certain amount to invest, and what you can do is you can actually enter the market over a 6-month period. So you leave it in cash, and then every month then, so for instance, if you had 10,000 euros to invest, 2,000 or whatever it is.
2,000 a month for 5 months.
2,000 by 5 months, exactly, yeah. So you're basically, you're easing into the markets just in case there's a further drop or whatever like that. So you're basically bringing down the risk.
Okay.
So there's lots of things to do. You can go into a very conservative fund and maybe come out of that, you know. But again, if I would say today could be very good time to be in there, but you don't know. It could fall by another 10%. What I would say is in 5 years' time, markets will be higher than they are today.
That's fair. Okay. Yeah. We'll see what happens on that, and hopefully that turns out to be correct. Just on a related matter, advice, have you any advice to employers at this time? Because a lot of them are facing grave uncertainty and, you know, are people going out? Are we going to keep our money in our pockets? All that sort of stuff. Economically, this will have an impact. There's no doubt about it. And not just in the stock markets.
Oh, absolutely. I would say from an employer's point of view, if you can possibly shut your doors to the public, if that is an option for you, maybe do so. So, for instance, we have shut our doors to the public in that it's by appointment only. So if what we have is we have a drop-off for documentation, that kind of thing. Mm. Now, we are still taking appointments for the likes of mortgages and pensions and investments. But for things like house and car insurance, where basically you don't actually need to come in contact with people where they can drop off their documents, we're doing that. Now, obviously, people need to be able to pay. Some people pay in cash or cheque, so they will obviously have to be met, but we're taking all the precautions mainly because we can't afford for one of our staff to go sick.
That's your responsibility.
Yeah, it's
as
our responsibility
as an employer.
Now, not every employer will be able to do that. I would say if they can, they probably should consider it. From an employee's point of view, I see there has been certain things brought in by the government over the last 24 hours where if you have to go into isolation and you have to go out sick due to the COVID-19 virus, that they are giving an increase in things like social welfare and that kind of stuff. I think if you are worried, I would say talk to your employer. If you are going sick, if you have to go into isolation, talk to your employer. Maybe it is a case of talking to them. You're in isolation for 2 weeks, whether it comes off your holidays or maybe you know, there is a sick pay at work, that kind of thing. I would say it's all about dialogue.
Yeah, absolutely indeed. And from a financial sense, I mean, you just probably have to be prudent. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, how many bars aren't going to be done up, that were going to be done up, you know, that sort of stuff. How many shops aren't even going to get a lick of paint that otherwise would have done.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really facing into uncertain times. I think we're very close to a world recession. I think there could be a world recession, but I think it will be short-lived. Hopefully, I think I was reading somewhere that they may have a medication for this kind of towards the middle to end of April. They won't have a vaccine maybe for 12 months, however. So it's really, really uncertain times. I suppose, again, like we've always said, Gavin, don't panic, take advice, be prudent, maybe even if you have to, if you are sick and you end up in an isolation, you know, do a quick budget, see how I'm going to be fixed for next 2 weeks, 2 months, that kind of thing.
Health is wealth.
Absolutely.
We talk
for
money, but there's things that are more important. Now, ironically, we were going to talk about changing jobs and redundancy this morning. We'll touch on it and probably come back to it again. I think might be the way to do it this morning, because some of what we've talked about is more pressing for obvious reasons, Tommy. Mm. But we do know with some of the large employers in Clare over recent times, there are a cohort, hundreds of people who have, some of them have taken redundancy, and more of them will be taking packages and exit packages and that sort of stuff as well. So what's the general advice for somebody like that who walks out with a wedge of money in their pocket, but also for at least a period of time, a very limited income?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, the advice is to take advice and talk to someone you know, you trust, in relation to all aspects of your finances. So the first thing that's happening is your income has dropped or may have disappeared. You will be entitled to social welfare for a period of time, assuming that you've the requisite PRSI paid, that kind of thing. So, you know, you're going to have a drop in income. If you know you're going to be made redundant and it hasn't happened yet, I would say probably plan for it, make, you know, do a budget, household budget, that kind of thing. You are going to be without certain benefits, so you may have your health insurance paid, you may have death and service benefit at work that you no longer will have once you're made redundant. Also, you may be entitled to a lump sum redundancy. You will be entitled to a lump sum, but how much that will depend on, I suppose, your term with the employer, that kind of thing, and the package that you're signing up for. So it's very important that you do take advice. Do you pay off short-term debt? Do you pay off some of your mortgage? Do you leave the money aside to, you know, I suppose, meet household bills, that kind of thing? And everyone's circumstances will be different. So some people will be married with kids, some people will be single. Some people will walk out of a job and walk into a job within a couple of weeks.
So there's no general right answer, general right approach then?
No, the general right approach is, I suppose, is to take advice, make a budget, don't panic. Back to that word again, don't panic, because, you know, unlike years ago where, you know, you walked into a job and you were there for life, you know, employment now is very transient, and what we've seen and what we are seeing is that people have had 5 and 6 and 7 different employers, that kind of thing, and, you know, some people will be used to this, but it will be a huge shock to the system for a lot of people.
Absolutely, indeed. Should you be it's hard again when it's so general, but if you're somebody who's been working in a company for a long period of time, and let's say because of the work that you've been doing, you might not necessarily be the most confident that you're going to go into a job very, very quickly, what should that person do?
I think, again, it's take advice, and I don't mean necessarily from a financial advisor, but maybe from a recruitment consultant or someone like that may be able to. So you might have someone that hasn't had a CV ever in their lives. They may have walked out of college and walked straight into a job, or
Do the intersort and walk into factory.
So maybe talk to someone like a recruitment consultant who will give you advice and maybe show you how to do up your CV, and will maybe have a number of jobs on their portfolio that may suit or may not suit. Or, you know, you may look at retraining. So again, there's plenty of government agencies there that may look to, you may look to retrain. It may suit for some people that have been in a job for a long number of years, maybe to go back on a part-time basis, doing something maybe 2 or 3 days a week, maybe to have their family reared and their mortgage paid off, that kind of stuff. So everyone's circumstances is going to be different. There should be and hopefully plenty of supports out there. I suppose it's to go and talk to those people and take advice and prepare, I suppose, for the future. And it is an uncertain future for a lot of people, but if you can get help, take advice, and talk to as many people as possible.
And obviously if you're facing uncertainty or if you're not confident as to where things may go, and, you know, there's lots of reasons why people have got that attitude at the minute that we don't have to get into, but that's plainly obvious. Cutting your cloth to fit your measure, and it's a very obvious point, but an important one too.
Yeah, absolutely. So you will have a lump sum from redundancy. How much that lump sum will depend on your circumstances. But you really do need to take advice in regard to that, because, you know, everyone's, as we said, everyone's circumstances will be different. So you will have short-term needs, you will have medium-term needs. You know, will you be getting another job? How long will this money last? How long before you'll actually be able to draw down on your pension? All those are considerations that you need to look at, and I suppose, as I said, get advice.
Absolutely, indeed. There was one point in your notes that jumped out to me. Stay positive.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, this can be, and we touched on it, this will be a huge shock to a lot of people. You know, if you take the likes of, we'll say, Moneypoint back there are people in Moneypoint who have worked there for the last 30, 35 years.
Yep.
They're walking out the door on a Friday evening, they're finished work, they'll be waking up in the morning, they've done the same thing for the last 30 years, 35 years, and now they're going to look and they're wondering what to do and what to do with themselves. So I suppose, you know, we've seen the rise in the likes of the men's sheds around the country. I saw a programme about them there last week, and it was
brilliant work.
Yeah, it was a godsend to a lot of people that basically were in that situation. They weren't made redundant, but they came to retirement age and they had basically nothing else to do, and these men's sheds were a godsend to them. It was a social aspect to it, there was a health aspect to it, they were getting out and about. So those type of supports are very important, I think, in relation to people that are facing into an uncertain future. And that's what I mean by stay positive. Stay healthy, stay positive, you know, get out and about, meet people, and keep up the social, because work is a very social thing as well, as well as everything else.
It's not a financial point, but it is an important one, obviously, as well. And you're right, and there's, I think, 10 men's sheds groups in Clare, so there's probably one close to
locality,
where you are,
yes,
in your county, as you say, on that particular one. Uncertain times.
Uncertain times, yeah, absolutely.
For various different reasons. Just a last question, you know, the texts. I'm losing my job soon, says a texter, not at one of the main companies. They get all of the attention. They say, how can I be certain that I'm getting everything I'm entitled to in terms of redundancy payments, etc.?
Yeah, so there is a formula in relation to redundancy. I think it's 2 weeks work for every year that you're there, plus 1 week on top of it. So there's a formula there. If you look it up online, I don't have it here in front of me. There's that. Also, sometimes you will find that an employer may not have the wherewithal to actually pay your redundancy. They may be insolvent, they may have gone into liquidation, that kind of stuff. So you can apply to the social insurance fund, I think is what it's called, and you can apply to that for the redundancy.
Citizens information
carrying an awful lot of
So if you've got questions,
some great information there, yeah,
with
absolutely.
State supports and what you're entitled to, they're a very good port to call.
Yeah.
Tommy Corbett, we'll talk soon, and goodness knows what the world will be like then.
Absolutely.
That comes around. For now, though, thanks for what you're joining us. Tommy Corbett there from Kerry Corbett Financial Solutions in Rosslevin in Ennis.
Financial Solutions on Clare FM is brought to you by Kerry Corbett, your local finance experts.